Last month, the Department of Education launched the College Scorecard, an online database with information on more than 7,000 colleges and universities. Intended to help prospective students and their families with the college decision-making process, the scorecard unfortunately misinforms more than it informs. To begin with, the data tracks only first-time, full-time students, despite the fact that 75% of today's college students are non-traditional, exactly the kinds of students we serve at the University of Baltimore. They have work and family responsibilities, attend part-time, and sometimes must interrupt their education for financial reasons. And while 60% of today's degree recipients change colleges, the data omits transfer students. By providing the median salary of students 10 years after graduation, the scorecard also ignores entrenched inequalities across populations and professions. Because women and minorities continue to face wage discrimination, the universities that serve them will suffer. Finally, the income disparity between an elementary school teacher and a hedge fund manager tells us more about society's values than it does about the effectiveness of the institution each attended. The best grade I could give the college scorecard today is an incomplete. Here's hoping it improves. For the University of Baltimore, I'm Kurt Schmoke.